It's time for Coach's Corner here on 1410 KGRN. It's time to talk Williamsburg football with the head coach for the Raiders, Kurt Ritchie. And, Coach, an incredible win to go on the road up to Clear Lake. The Lions previously undefeated. You beat them 35-21 to advance to Saturday's semifinal matchup, a rematch of the state championship game 2 years ago against Waukon. We'll have coverage of that game on our sister station, Energy 106.7 FM. More on that in a moment, but first, I mean, congrats. What was the key in this big win over Clear Lake?
You know, I think our guys just came in really confident and believed in themselves and really thought they'd get the job done, and then to get off to a good first quarter was great.
Well, Caden Weechen, a big game running. We've talked about how his role as a running back has sort of evolved this year, and he's kind of learned that position on the go, almost, it seems like, and he can go, trust me. Yeah. 37 carries, 207 yards, and 3 touchdowns. What was his key having such a big game?
You know, I think he just, again, like we said, he's just getting more and more comfortable. I think he's starting to see things a little bit better. He made a couple, two of them, both of his touchdown runs are just long cutback runs, but he just, made a few guys miss, and just showed some power at the end of the run to get in the end zone. So he's starting to see things and starting to feel pretty comfortable in exactly what he can do back there.
Well, it sort of helps when you're able to get a guy going like that, and really everything else doesn't mean anything, because you just keep feeding Weechen, and if they can't stop him, why go away from it?
Yeah, and that's definitely been the recipe for success these first two playoff games for sure. We probably rode him a little bit more at the end of the game than we'd like to, just because of the situation of the game and the score of the game and just trying to keep the clock running. So he's been, he's just done a great job for us and put us in a good position where we can, find Riley Holt on a pass play, because they're starting to bring so many guys up in there and definitely give us a lot of options on offense.
Yeah, he only threw the ball 4 times. Levi Weldon completed 2 of them. One of them for that touchdown to Riley Holt. He also threw an interception. But, what can you say about your boys up front on the offensive line? Clear Lake had only given up 28 points in their previous 6 games, and you put 35 on them. Obviously, that offensive line must have done something to open up those holes for Caden.
Yeah, those guys up front, especially the seniors, I think they've just done a great job on Cole Kermeen, Billy Kraut, and Alex Gyrus. Those guys have just done a really nice job of giving us a site to run the ball to and making people overplay that, so the guys on the other side can work with a little bit better numbers and something they can handle. So those guys have been all to match the physical defensive lines that people put in front of them.
And what stood out for you defensively? What was the keys there to stop the Clear Lake passing attack?
I think early was big. I think we got a lot of pressure on their quarterback. I think he started questioning some things, and they had some drops that helped too, but also just that pressure early, and then other than really the first half, I just thought we played a great defensive game. We had a little breakdown right before half where they went about 88 yards in about 50 seconds, which was rough, but I think we got a little bit tired and started playing a little bit high and just not playing hard for to finish out the half. Just kind of took for granted they couldn't go that far in that amount of time, and they maybe just made us pay for it. And the second half, DeVries is he's a tremendous player. The second half, he just kind of willed them away. We got bodies on him, several guys there, and we just couldn't bring him to the ground.
Well, you get the victory and over Clear Lake. This sets up a big matchup against Waukon. Mentioned it earlier. You played them in the state championship game 2 years ago. Lost to the Indians 29-0. Of course, they're a completely different team. You're a completely different team than that. What's your initial thought about getting a chance to play them again?
I think we enjoy, obviously, getting a chance to very often get a rematch in a game like this. So not a team we're going to play on the regular season schedule very often. So to get a chance again 2 years later is big, and we see a lot of, very similar things in them, in the fact they are multiple formations. They're very physical on offense and defensive line, and they throw a lot of different things at you to prepare for.
Yeah, I mean, your team, when you play walk-on that year, I mean, it was, you had Gage Hazen-Faber, and your team was kind of centered around him, and there were a lot of other pieces as well. I mean, Caden Weechen was a starter on that team as a sophomore. A couple other guys, I think, were starters as sophomore. How much do you feel like your team is different from, say, that team that played them the 2 years ago?
I think there's a lot of similarities, and their team's the same way. Their tailback actually played in that game too, as a receiver, had a catch or two against us. So, Cade, both tailbacks have had a little bit of experience against each other. But I think we're just playing like that team with a lot of confidence right now, and feel like we can prepare and go against anybody for 48 minutes.
Their offense looks like it's got a lot of balance. I mean, their quarterback has thrown for nearly 2,000 yards. Their running back, you mentioned, Dawson Bowers. I don't know how to pronounce it yet. I'll get there by Saturday. He's got over 1,000 yards rushing. You know, what impresses you the most about this Indian offense?
It is just that. Maybe very, very, very. They obviously have a system that they believe in, a system, a scheme that works for them. They just continue to do the same things and just make you prepare for a good physical run game. But they're very, very good in a sprint-out pass game, play-action pass game. The quarterback's very, very athletic, a dual-threat guy. So he's a good player. So just put a ton of pressure on you all areas of the defense.
How do you feel about that matchup up front? I mean, your defense is playing really well right now. They're on a sky-high confidence run. How do you feel about them going up in that battle of the line of scrimmage? And that's what it's going to take to control that walk-on offense.
Yeah, for sure. And I think that's the key. We have to continue to find ways to get pressure on their quarterback, stop the run game. That's a big challenge with the guys they have up front. But, I think that I think we'll try to only not count on our defense to do that, but hopefully offensively we can control the ball a little bit and control the clock and keep the ball out of their hands. That's a big part of it.
And how about their defense? What stands out for you there?
I think that their guys up front, they're always very good in the secondary. They're going to play things pretty straight up. They're going to be very balanced and fundamentally sound in everything they do as far as alignment goes to any formation. But their defensive line and linebacking core is very, very good and physical.
Your speed is, we've talked about it, a big advantage for your football team. You get to play indoors on the turf, which benefits teams with speed. How do you match up, or how do they match up with you in that speed game?
I think we've been kind of surprised the last two games. It's so hard to tell on film when you don't have necessarily a common opponent to know exactly what their team speed is. But I think that we've been anxious to see our team on the turf, and I'm sure they are too. And they, last time we played them, they definitely matched our speed, and I would expect the same.
All right, so maybe a wash there, but I mean overall, just on records alone, you're the underdog, but you played this role here in the playoffs and done it quite well. Obviously, things have turned around with this football team. You've gained confidence throughout your district schedule, and now through the first couple of rounds of the playoffs, are you comfortable? Obviously, are your boys comfortable with this role of being kind of an underdog?
Yeah, I think we just feel like we're playing for, with extra time right now, and then just enjoying that and just playing pretty free. And I think that they, it's easy to say that, I think we've all been there. It's easy to say that they've just gained confidence, took confidence, and so on. But, we all know that's a pretty special thing, and it's easy to say, but it's hard to do. And these guys have done that, and all the credit goes to them. And I would expect them to come out and play very confident and fast on Saturday night.
And then overall, what are your keys for this football team to throne another unbeaten team?
I think that we've definitely got to be very disciplined defensively. We're going to have to take care of the ball better than we did this first game, so this last game. So we cannot afford to turn the ball over and give walk-ons offense some chance. But I think that's the big thing is controlling the ball and making them earn their trips on offense and then just taking care of the ball. And obviously we get three turnovers, three interceptions last week, and I think he's thrown four all year. So hopefully we can continue to get some takeaways and take care of the ball ourselves.
Well, we're happy to jump on that Raider train this week. Coming up on Thursday, tomorrow, we'll talk with Caden Weechen, who played for that state championship team 2 years ago against Waukon as a sophomore and had a big impact for your football team that year. And, of course, is one of your leaders on this team. That's on the Extra Point tomorrow night at 6 o'clock. And in the big game, it'll be Waukon against Williamsburg in the 2A semifinals Saturday night with a 7 o'clock kickoff. We're on the air with 6:30 for our Raider pregame show Saturday night on our sister station, Energy 106.7 FM. Coach, really excited about going up Saturday and rooting on the Raiders, and we'll see you then. Thanks so much.
All right. Thank you. We're excited.
Kurt Ritchie, head coach for Williamsburg football, joins us here on Coach's Corner, brought to you by S&S Appliance of Grinnell and Victor on 1410 KGRN.